What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, here we are yet again at the well that will never run dry. As long as women are allowed to get away with all sorts of female fuckery, there will be a man that more than likely she pushed beyond his line who says, you know what? Today's the day. Like the man in this article that was published on the 27th of June. Man accused of offlining his ex-wife in Chardon appears in court. A man accused of offlining his ex-wife who was found deleted on her doorstep appeared in court Friday. Wow. Gentlemen, the termination train does in fact make house calls. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Whoa! Steven Kurzinger, 36, faces the first murder charge filed in Geauga County in more than a decade. Chardon Municipal Court Judge Terry Stupica on Friday ordered Kurzinger jailed on a $5 million bond and ordered him to have no contact with the five children he shared with the victim. Neighbors on Irma Drive said they heard shots at about 9 p.m. on Wednesday. One woman told Fox 8 News she first thought that they might have been from a hunter. Minutes later, she looked out to see police swarming the scene. Chardon Police Chief Scott Nehus, at a Friday media briefing, identified the victim as 37-year-old Alexandria Kurzinger. She was pronounced deleted at the scene. Stephen Kurzinger drove to a Concord Township residence right after the shooting and met with people whom he knew but were not relatives of the family, Nehus said. He told one of them he had just offlined his ex-wife, he said. Lake County deputies responded to the scene and arrested him. Less than 1 hour after the shooting happened, Nehus said. Authorities found the suspected termination weapon, a handgun, in his vehicle. Geauga County Prosecutor Jim Flair said at the Friday morning arraignment. GPS data also placed Stephen Kurzinger at the scene of the crime, he said. Ah, GPS, that means that cell phone. He has refused to talk to investigators, Nehus said. Our investigation remains very active, and we still have a lot of work to do, he said Friday. We're working to understand the circumstances leading up to this event and the relationships of those involved. The couple divorced in 2021 and had been in and out of court over child custody. They had a hearing scheduled for Thursday. Well, gentlemen, we have the motivation for the termination right there. Stephen and Alexandra shared 5 children between the ages of 9 and 16, authorities said Friday. Local job and family services workers are now involved in the case. Neighbors are in shock. Quote unquote, "I have never been in a situation like this," said Andrea Skalka. Guess that's how you pronounce it, but oh well. "It was just confusing and frightening at first. The house where the woman was shot is a Ravenwood health home where women get help for mental trauma and addiction issues. Kurzinger is due back in court on July 7th. Well, well, well. There are a couple of things that really jump out at me. The first being, obviously, the fact that they were going back and forth for child custody. And the second detail that really jumped out at me was where she was shot. A health home where women go to get help for mental health trauma and addiction issues. Was she a worker there or was she a patient there? Yeah. See, that right there is something that might not be looked at as something big. However, I look at it as something huge because that could be something that they were in court fighting about, her mental health and whether or not she was actually able to be a good steward for the children. But as we all know, gentlemen, as we all know, custody battles can tend to end up with the man putting on the mask. However, in some cases, you have what I refer to as the sick woman files, where the woman decides, you know what? If I can't have the child, I'll terminate the child myself than to give it to the father. That way I'm losing out on those resources. And yeah, that's what it all comes down to, gentlemen, resources. They had 5 children, all under the age of 18. That's 5 cases of child support. That man knew damn well he could not pay for all of those kids. Yeah, that's 5 extra bills on top of all the other bills he had in his life. Not to mention if he was paying alimony also. Yeah, yeah. And it says it in black and white. They got divorced. They finalized their divorce in 2021. And they had been in and out of court for the last 4 damn years. Yeah. Yeah. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? What more do I honestly need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, he ran up to where she was. Doesn't say that it was their home. However, I'm going to give that a 10. Method of execution. Obviously, the problem-solving pistol. I'm going to give that a 5. Psychological impact. It happened at 9 p.m., so don't think there was any witnesses around, so we'll give that the standard 30. And for the brutality factor, obviously, he shot her multiple times. So I got to give that a 20. So Stephen, sure shot, Kurzinger gets a score of 65. Gentlemen, another case in which the family court has blood on its hands. But guess what? It doesn't care. It doesn't. It only sees them as, well, you know what? We're not going to get the money from this case. Let's move on to the next one. But yeah, it's sad. But guess what? It's still going to happen. This man's not the first. He definitely will not be the last. As long as women weaponize the system against fathers, especially fathers who actually want to be fathers, yeah, there are going to be more men who end up getting pushed to that line. And there are some men who are just going to go over that line. And when they go over that line, ladies, hey, that's when the potential for the mask getting put on goes all the way up. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who continue to believe that you could weaponize the divorce and family court systems, you better understand this. And you truly better understand this clearly. The power you think that those two systems give you, the protection you think that you get from those systems, that can and will go out. Feminism and the idea that if that doesn't work, then the Duluth model will keep that man at bay, that's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, I have to reiterate this. When a man no longer fears the consequences of his actions, he will act up to and including lethal action. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill. Yeah, fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.